Impact School, and I'm your host, Lauren Dickner, and this episode today is from a talk that I did at an entrepreneurs event in London. So we're going to be talking about the 9 different ways that you can monetize your personal brand. And if you've come from my YouTube channel, because basically I put a snippet of this on my YouTube channel, then make sure to hit subscribe on whatever podcast provider you're listening to this on, because if you like this content, then you're going to absolutely love the rest of the content on Impact School. In 2019 and beyond, I'm going to be bringing out 3 episodes per week onto this podcast. So I'm going to be dedicating a lot of time, energy, and resources to it, because I know that we have something special here. So 1 episode per week is going to be an interview with someone who is at the top of their game and making a real impact in the world. So they'll be sharing their actionable steps with you. Then the other 2 episodes, sometimes I might have guests, but then sometimes they might be solo episodes. One of them is going to be about how you can impact your life. So things such as how to improve your sleep, how to increase your brain performance, how to become the best person possible, how to meditate, all of the kind of things that are going to make a massive impact on your life. And then the 3rd episode of the week is all going to be about how you can impact the lives of other people. So this could be business tips and strategies, how you can do things like monetize your personal brand like this. That's going to be the 3rd episode of the week. There's a lot to come. I'm so excited. So make sure you have hit subscribe. Anyway, today is all about the 9 different ways to monetize your personal brand. Basically, this is from a talk, so please bear in mind that the sound quality is not as high as this intro, but don't click away just yet because you need to listen to this. Trust me. I have had dozens of people contact me since I did the talk telling me how much this has impacted their lives. So I know that it can do the same for you. Listen, and for every single income stream that I talk about, please just jot down how you could monetize your personal brand in that way. Think about the different products that you could create. And remember, the first thing to think about is, who is my ideal client? What is my niche? Because you need to know your niche before anything else. If you don't already know what your niche is, make sure to enroll in my low price online course, which is called Impact Your Niche, which you can get at impactyourniche.com. The word impact, then the word your, then the word niche.com, all one word. Grab that now because it will make a massive difference for you. And look, I don't run any ads on this podcast, so I'm mentioning my program there because I know how much of an impact it's gonna make on your life. So anyway, let's get into the 9 ways to monetize your personal brand. I hope you enjoy it. I did actually start my talk off speaking about the importance of personal branding and the power of personal branding, but you're listening to this podcast episode, so I know you already know how incredibly important and powerful it is. And that's what I'm all about here at Impact School with my online courses, helping you build a profitable personal brand and online business. So let's get into it. These are things that you might be thinking right now. So I'm too busy to build my personal brand. I'm too busy to post to social media. I don't want to be seen as egotistical because posting photos every single day of myself is really vain, right? I used to work in corporate, so I worked at Jupiter Asset Management. I don't know if you've heard of it. 7 till 7-ish days. I was still posting content every day because you just got to make time for it. Like, it's so worth it. I'm telling you now. A big tip I can just give you right now is, like, on the weekend, just take 7 photos all in one go. Different outfit change. You've got your whole week's worth of content there. Or just film 7 quick videos, like 1-minute tips. Sorted for the week of content. Building your personal brand is going to allow you to make money, have access to new opportunities, and then make an impact on thousands of people. Even if it's only a dozen people, that's still amazing, right? Because if you have a dozen people who are recurring clients, that's a business. So yeah, here's the first income stream. So it's coaching. I know a few people said that they were coaches, and it's also consulting. So I'm going to put them under the same umbrella because the same principles apply, really. So I first started through doing fitness coaching. So I was doing online fitness coaching. That was, I think I started when I was 17 or 18. So that was amazing for me because I realized that people would actually pay me money online for a service, and I didn't have to invest any money into it because you're literally just selling your time, really, in your area of expertise. If you're in a corporate job right now and you don't have time to be taking on clients every month, you could just offer one-off calls.
and then that could be a way for you to bring in an income. And then the cool thing is, like, if you're doing a call here and there, those people could come back time and time again. And so this is just something to get you thinking. You would only need 4 clients from a 12-month contract to earn over 100 grand.
So I did have slides during my talk, and the slides essentially demonstrated the fact that if you had 4 clients for 12 months paying you £2,100, you would have an income of over £100,000 per year.
People always think about, oh, I want to make 6 figures, right? But they think, I'm gonna have to do all these different things in order to make that possible. But it's literally not even that much when you break it down like this. You just need to know what your financial vehicle is gonna be. Because when you know what you're gonna use in order to earn that money, you just have to basically like reverse engineer the whole process, and it becomes a lot more easily digestible, I suppose.
Then I had a question from somebody in the audience, and it actually brought about a very good conversation, which is another reason why it's always important to ask questions when they have them on your mind. And it was essentially from someone who had graduated a year ago and who has since been selling for a year. And a lot of people would think that because he's only been selling for a year, not an expert. However, I like to think about it this way. It's actually much more relatable if you're someone who has been in the position more recently, because he could now go and help graduates learn how to sell and get the basics on selling and how to get a job in sales or how to build a business in sales, because he's just done it. He's been there, done it much more recently. And so if there was somebody who had been selling for 20 years, you're more likely to feel embarrassed if you go wrong. But when you're basically getting mentored and coached, and when you're following someone whose personal brand is helping you to sell and they've just done it recently, it is so much more relatable.
It's relatable for them. So that's the cool thing about when you just, again, like I've already said, it is human connection and just making it clear to those people that you understand what they're going through. Because when you can connect with their emotions, then they're gonna trust you, right? So anyway, income stream number 3. So this is gonna be live events. So that's what we're at right now. So personal brand, is the cool thing is, when you become a credible authority figure within your space, you'll be invited to talk at events. So for example, this right now. The more respected you are, the more people are gonna pay you, right? So there are people out there who are getting 5 to 6 figures per speaking gig. That's like half an hour or an hour's work, just because of the fact that they have positioned themselves as an expert within their field. So obviously this isn't gonna happen quickly, but there's no reason why it couldn't happen relatively soon. And I think something really, really important to note is that people will often say, oh, to make this type of money, you need to have a massive, massive, massive audience. It's not about having a big audience at all and a big social media following. It's about having a following that is loyal within your particular niche. So I keep going back to this whole niche thing, but it's because it's so important. But it sounds like most of you have yours covered already, so that's amazing. And you can do consulting days for brands. So Richard, is this something that you do?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so would you mind sharing how?
Yeah, so the week before last, I went to a business. It was for 3.5 hours, and I had a network of, it was about 30 odd people coming to different sessions, and we covered effective communication. So different sessions on assertive language, on negotiating, on, you know, being strong on the phone, things like that, and obviously LinkedIn, because why not?
Yeah.
But that was all covered, and it was a case of, can we invite you in to sit down and talk to you about this stuff? There's another one I've just finished up with the close of in January. It's a brand new, interesting boutique coffee business. I'm new to my coffee. And the managing director said, can the 4 of us that run the company sit around the table with you and talk about how we close the big ticket sales? We want to focus on the large ticket sales. And the thing you've got to remember is your price mustn't represent the work put in to deliver the service. Because the work put in to deliver the service, other than 15 years of experience, is showing up, getting a train, and, you know, buying a cup of coffee. What it should be is representation of the value you're going to give them, which is why something like this is a bargain for them. So I suppose you're probably going to agree, right? That your world view of what expensive is, it doesn't matter. It's the value they're going to get out of it. So those guys are going to crush it in that meeting in January because of the stuff I'm going to give them. It's just mapping their way. So they can pay for it because it's a one-off for me, but now they've set their business up for the months ahead.
Yeah, exactly. It's the value of the content that you're going to be sharing. So trainee sales, that is like an amazing, people value that a lot. Like a lot. It's just, you know, if you're going to sell that to a consumer, that's probably not going to happen. But when you're going B2B, it is very possible. Your own events. It would be cool if you could, maybe later on today or something, just write a list of events that you'd be interested in speaking about. Because I reckon within a year or so, you can make it happen if you just put in the work. And don't be afraid to reach out to companies who are hosting these events, because the worst they're going to say is no. That's literally the worst thing. Income stream number four is going to be info products. So I am obsessed with info products. This could be something like an ebook, a book. This was when I was 19. I actually sold fitness ebooks. So this was literally me. I had a social media, admittedly I did have a relatively large social media following, probably of around 50,000 people at the time. And I was 19 years old, right? And like, I literally put this thing up for sale. I did not expect this to happen, and then that was when I became aware of online business. And I was literally like, oh my gosh, like all my friends were working in pubs, earning like £7 an hour, and I was just sat there like, I can't even talk about this because they're gonna be like, what the hell is going on? So then I figured out, okay, I need to see how I can keep doing this for the rest of my life, because I don't even have to work to do this. I'm literally just like chilling, writing things that I enjoy that I'd write about anyway, and I'm gonna get paid for it, and then I'm gonna go on holiday, and I've made this thing a year and a half ago, and I'm still making money from it. And that's the cool thing about info products. So yeah, online courses are now my main source of income. So basically, an online course is just all the information that you have about a particular topic. You make some videos, you make some PDFs to go alongside it. And right now, just maybe have a think about like what info products you could make for your business, for your area of expertise, because they're amazing. I love them because I found that when I was doing all the fitness stuff, I would get the same question asked to me over and over and over and over again. Like, I basically did this thing called tracking macros, which is just a certain nutritional strategy. You know about it because you're into fitness and stuff. But yeah, pretty much people would say to me, how do I calculate my macros? And I would get this question, I'm not joking, like 20 times a day. And I was like, I just need to write an ebook about how to do it. So I basically did that. So that wasn't actually my first ebook, that was like a later one that I did. But it just means that you can film something and deliver it over and over and over again for an online course, or write something and deliver it over and over and over again for an ebook. I was thinking about this the other day, so let's take university for an example. So universities are, how many in England? Like 100 maybe? I don't know, probably. So there are going to be lecturers teaching the same thing to a small group of people over and over and over and over and over again. Whereas like, how cool would it be if the best, the person who's at the very number one person, films himself like teaching it one time, and then those students can just watch it over and over and over and over again, because they get it from the best person. That's what an online course is. And so I like to think that my information that I'm giving out is the very best, and that my students are getting the best information. And so that's why I love them, because I don't have to film, I don't have to do this on a consultation, on an online coaching call or a consulting call again and again and again. I can just teach it, and then people can go and implement it depending on what they need. So that's why I love them. And yeah, it does then become passive. Like, for example, we were in Portugal last week. I wasn't making any content other than for YouTube, and basically I was still making money, and that was really cool. So yeah, I just wanted to show this.
So this is where I shared a screenshot of my portal where I sell all of my online courses from the 1st of April to the 31st of May, because I really like to be transparent when it comes to earnings and things like that, because I think there is a lot of noise online and sometimes you don't necessarily know if people are being honest. So it showed that my total earnings were $38,885, and then my refunds were $1,104, and that was from the 1st of April to the 31st of May in in 2018, and my very first course only came out at the beginning of April. So this is my very first time launching a course, and it was amazing, and it literally changed my life.
That was literally the first time I ever did it, and so obviously since then it's snowballed with the introduction of more courses and stuff, but this is very possible. And like, bearing in mind, I just switched industries, right? So beforehand I was doing fitness, and then suddenly I was teaching personal branding. So it was suddenly like I was actually just starting over again. So for anyone who's starting over right now, there is no reason why this isn't possible for you. Like, the only thing that is, and especially you guys who know how to sell, you're gonna be absolutely fine. Like, it's just finding the niche that's right for you and becoming seen as an expert within that niche, just as Richard said. So yeah. These were, so I was DMing people. I was doing your strategy pretty much. So what I would do is I would make an Instagram story basically saying like, is anyone interested in building their personal brand? And let's say I put a poll up. Anyone who clicked yes, I would then privately message all of these people and say, I have this new program coming out. If you'd like to be one of the first 10 testers, you can get it at a reduced rate. Obviously, I'm not doing that anymore, but that's an amazing way to start, because then you can get 10 testers, and you can gather feedback from those testers, you can then implement the feedback, and then once you've implemented that feedback, you can then sell your product at scale. So that's definitely something that I recommend. But yeah, mostly through DMs. Like, honestly, now it's much more automated. I'm now running Facebook ads, I now have webinar funnels and stuff. But at the beginning, it definitely wasn't that way. I didn't even know what a webinar was back then. Like, I had no idea. I didn't even know. Like, I obviously knew about lead magnets and stuff, but I didn't have one. All I had was a free email training about building your personal brand. Like, it was not fancy at all. It's really cool, and it's effort, right? It is a lot of effort, but you're building a business. Like, it's gonna be effort, right? It's a lot more effort than trying to think of a brand new product. Oh my God, I need to invent the next Uber. I need to invent the next, like, I used to always think that I had to build like some crazy cool new thing in order to build a really successful business, but now I realize that that's not the case, and my business doesn't have a lot of overheads and it's basically pure profit. So that's what's cool about it. I think the important thing to note is that when you're first starting, you're gonna probably want to have to focus on things like coaching and consulting, because it allows you to really understand the needs of your ideal client. So if you try and start with ebooks and online courses, you know what you need, but you don't necessarily know what your potential clients need, because everybody's different. So for example, me, I know that when I was building an online course about building your personal brand, that I would have really liked all the information that would teach me how to sell, because I already dominated social media. But like, I know that a lot of people aren't in that case, so if I'd have just gone straight to this, like, it wouldn't have worked, right? So I hope that makes sense. I don't know if it does, but yeah, so these are all the things that, when you focus on your target audience, that's what you're doing when you're building your personal brand. So as time goes on, you can definitely focus on this, for sure. So yeah, like I said, it's a great way to start. To get testimonials as well, that's something to mention. Testimonials are really, really important when it comes to building an online business. But yeah, like, when you focus on the passive income as time goes on, then you can focus on reaching more people, having a bigger impact, creating content for your target audience. So for example, making podcasts or making YouTube videos, and the customer experience as well. Because if you have more time free because you've already built the product and you're selling it at scale, because you aren't necessarily doing one-to-one clients the whole time, you have more time to then improve that program and make it even better. So that's something that, like, I'm always working on, like, probably admittedly a little bit too much. I'm always tweaking my courses to make them better and better. But I think, you know, I can, because I've been able to build a passive income-based business, and that's what's really cool about it. And then, yeah, you can focus on actually selling a thing. So, oh, and your current business if you have another business as well, of course, or your current 9-to-5. So this will give you the monthly recurring revenue. So it could be something like every month you add a new training about sales, or you add a new training about LinkedIn, or you add a new training about whatever. So it'd be cool if you could maybe just have a think about what you could have a membership site about in the future. It doesn't have to be right now, remember. this is just getting you to think about what could come as time goes on. So yeah, like I wanted to break this down again because it's that magic figure that everyone always bounces on about, 100 grand. You literally just need to make this much per month, £8,332. So that could be 100 people paying you £83 a month for your membership site. Or it could be 333 people paying you £25 a month. So that's possible, right? Like £25 a month is not much for most people. 333, or yeah, 556 people paying you 15 quid a month. And then, or you could go super low ticket and just go high volumes. I think something important to note is that when you're first starting out and maybe you don't have a very big following on social media, it's gonna be more beneficial for you to go for higher ticket products, because then you need to sell less of them. It's just as hard often to sell something that's £7 than it is to sell something that's like £1,000. You're gonna have to go through the same sales process, so why not be doing that sales process for something that's worth over 100 times that? It's just gonna save you more time.
It's really worth asking you, not me.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, the question I get asked is, what's your view of that kind of money now? Before you've ever earned, say, five figures in a month,
yeah,
it can be seen as quite a heady amount of money. Mm-hmm. Once you've gone over that hurdle, what's the perspective now on, because you said only £8,433. For some, they don't, no, but it's fine, because that says something about the perspective, which is good, yeah, right? For some people who haven't got there yet, that might be seen, they might see that as a bit of a mountain, yes, rather than a little hill. So what's your perspective now on that, achieving that each month?
I think that's such a good point, because the reason why I used to think that, oh my god, I can't wait to earn 100 grand per year, is because you don't realise it's possible. I know for sure, like, James is a great example of this. Like, before you met me, you didn't understand online business, right? And so now I've like opened his eyes up to it, and he's doing it as well, which is amazing, and it's so cool, and he's absolutely killing it. But it's because, like, when you don't know what's possible, you don't believe it's possible. You see all these gurus on social media, like Ty Lopez, like I'm here in my garage, and like all these people like prancing about with their Lambos, and you're like, oh my god, these people are such tossers. You're literally like, you're just flaunting your cash, but it's because they don't see cash as like, it just becomes like something that just comes and goes, because they realize like that it's, they have an abundance mindset towards money. And I think here the big thing is, and I don't think it's spoken about enough, is money mindset. I think that especially in England, we all have a terrible money mindset. Like, we want to save all of our money and never spend any of it. And I'm gonna put my hands up and say, like, to this day I'm still very much like that, but I'm getting better at it as time goes on. The more money I earn, the more I realize, like, if I spend money and I invest money, then I'm going to be able to earn it back. So I think it's just a scarcity mindset towards money. What do you think?
I think you've got a good point. And I think also it's healthy to look at the milestones and the logistics and the KPIs. So I would be looking at these things here. I wouldn't be looking at the 8333.
Yeah.
I'd be looking at, like, how do I get 8 people this week to sign up to a grand.
Yes, and I also think something important to realise is that when it comes to online business, like, some days I might earn like that in a day, but then some days I might earn nothing. So for example, today I think I've literally made like, I don't know, 2 sales or something, which for me isn't great, but then like tomorrow I might make 10. So it's just like realising that some days you're going to have a higher volume, some days you're going to have a lower volume. And as time goes on, it can become a lot more predictable, especially when you do start running Facebook ads and you do start systematizing everything. But at the beginning, when you're doing like the manual strategies, it's going to be a lot less reliable. But that's kind of it, right? It's
fun. Would you agree that after a while, so for instance, when you get, say, 100 grand a year, after a while you get to this point where you think, rather than trying to achieve a certain amount of money,
yeah,
you just focus on, I just got to make sure that I'm doing the things I need to be doing to generate more.
Yeah, I mean, I personally like to think about it as number of students in my online courses rather than like the actual income. Obviously, like for 2019, I've set a goal, like everyone's gonna do that, but I think it's helpful too sometimes, just for peace of mind and just for a bit of fun. But yeah, I think that another one of the reasons why like this can seem so scary is because of like the average income in the UK. So I'm sure most of you working in sales jobs and stuff, your income and your salary is already above the average. But realistically, like, I do think that when you step into the world of online business, you're going to very quickly realize that the average, it's just so far off what is possible for you. Because what you're doing is making such a big impact in people's lives, and like, money is just a byproduct of value. When you start realizing it in that sense, you're gonna be confident when it comes to telling people your prices. You guys are at this event, like, you know what you're doing, you know? I think it's just time to step up and into your highest potential, as cliche as that sounds, and just make it happen, because you can. Like, there's no better time than now. People are trusting the internet so much. They are willing to pay for things online now. They didn't used to do that. I remember even when, like, a few years ago, I'd be afraid to buy something online. And also, yeah, I mean, that's it really. So, yeah, membership sites, back to membership sites. So they're a great downsell, because obviously they're only gonna maybe be costing £7 a month. So if they can't afford your consulting or your coaching, you can say, oh, by the way, I actually have this membership site that you could join. So I think they're a great downsell.
Just for the audience, can you explain what's meant by downsell?
Yes, so for example, if somebody, if I tried to sell you my course, I'm like, Richard, I have this course, it's gonna be great for you. I sell it to you, so we see that the selling is just realizing that you're a good fit for my program, so it's sold, but unfortunately, we can't close because he doesn't have enough money. So then I say, oh, well, I also have this membership site that fulfills the same objective that you could be a good fit for. It's only gonna cost £83 a month. And Rich is like, yes, and then we close the deal. So we're able to close thanks to the low price.
So rather than a deal or a no deal, there's a, okay, we can step down to this level.
Exactly.
And you get something.
Exactly. So that's when it comes to, let's say, if you're doing coaching or consulting, that's why it's a great option to have like tiered offers. So rather than just having like, this is my consulting package, you're gonna buy this or go away, like maybe have a few different tiers and a few different levels, so that you can downsell people. Downselling is going to allow you to, basically it's just a value ladder, so it allows you to capture as much income from as many people as possible while you providing the value that your audience really, really needs. Because otherwise, like, if you try to sell something that's too expensive to some people, that's basically conning them. Like, you don't want to do that, okay? Like, that's not okay. So it's really important to maintain your reputation in this whole thing. Personal branding is just reputation, and if you damage your reputation, you're screwed. So, right, income stream number 6. So, physical products. A lot of personal brands will have like their own personal merchandise. I personally don't. I was gonna, long story short, all messed up, almost lost a load of money, managed to get it back from the manufacturer. A personal brand will help you get more sales. So, I'm not gonna go into too much detail on this because I am not an expert on physical products. I'm just explaining that it is a way for you to bring an income in from your personal brand. You can use Shopify to make sales. So affiliate marketing, this means that you don't need to create your own product and you can just sell other people's stuff. So that's cool because you're busy, right? You're in your corporate job, you're too busy to make your own product right now. So who already has a product that would be perfect for your ideal client? You can do some research, just go on Google. I use Teachable, this is what I use to make my online courses. I have a bunch of people who are trying to build a personal brand based business, and because of the nature of that, they might want to build an online course. So when I tell them, oh, I use Teachable, I get this much per month, because it's a monthly thing. So that's a recurring income. So it's 30% commission each sale pretty much. So yeah, 10, that's a lot of money, right?
And Teachable is so kind because as I am an affiliate of theirs, sometimes they give me special promotions to share with you. So in January, they're doing one and it's basically going to give you free access to their full-time creator masterclass, which is a 4-part training series that shows you how to create a profitable online course. So they're giving it for free if you sign up with my affiliate link. So I have left that in the show notes for you. So it's gonna be amazing. I'm even gonna tune in because I wanna see what they have to say. So I am looking forward to seeing you sign up for that. So yeah, that's going to be, obviously, you're going to be supporting me through using my affiliate link as well. So that is really cool. And by the way, I hope you're enjoying this podcast episode. I'm sorry that the quality of sound isn't quite as good as normal, but I know that the content of this is amazing and it's going to be so insightful for you when it comes to building your own online business. And I do just want to quickly touch on affiliate products a little bit more, because you might see some people being an affiliate for a tub of protein or a pair of leggings. Honestly, I would truly try and focus on products that have a recurring monthly income, such as membership sites or such as softwares like Teachable, because the issue with doing that is, like, to make £1 or $1, you're gonna have to oftentimes sell 2 or 3 tubs of protein, and it's just not a very good idea unless you already have a big engaged audience. Otherwise, it's just gonna be a few pennies here and there. So why not focus on things that are actually gonna earn you a good amount of money? So anyway, yeah, I hope you're enjoying this. Make sure that you've hit subscribe on whatever podcast provider you're listening to this on. And if you could be so kind as to take a screenshot and share it on your Instagram story, that would be amazing, because Impact School is growing so fast. We are in the charts, and the more people that hear this, the more lives are gonna be impacted. And you're listening to this because you wanna make an impact on people's lives. So the easiest way to do that right now is to simply share this. So please do it and tag me at Lauren Tickner on Instagram.
Brand collaborations and sponsorship. So I just thought I'd touch upon this really briefly, because marketing is obviously attention. Brands want to follow where the attention's at. So if you have the attention of the audience that they want to get in front of, then they're going to pay you to make a post on social media. I used to do this quite a lot when I was doing more like Instagram influencer type things. 9 is going to be masterminds. People want to pay to be basically in a community with you as you build your brand. You can cultivate a tribe, and yeah, it's just a mastermind is basically that. Like, there are free masterminds that people can, you can just do with a few of your friends, like 3 to 4 people, where you can share and brainstorm and stuff. But typically, like, as you build your personal brand, you can create your own. So next year I really want to do mine. Well, I'm going to. I haven't thought about the pricing yet, but it's probably going to be, I'm thinking like 6 months is going to be like 15 grand or something. I don't know yet. I'm still a bit umming and ahhing about it, but I'll do it for like influencers who want to build an online business, but they don't know how to do business side of things. After you've already got a flagship offering place, the main, like, it could be your coaching business or your consulting business, a mastermind could be something that you don't know each year. The people that you already sell to are the people that are easiest to sell to in the future. That's just a fact of selling. When people trust you, they're going to come back again.
So that was my talk. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, apologies about the sound quality, but I really thought that I had to share it on Impact School as well, because I know that the content is so valuable. So there were 9 different ways to monetize your personal brand. Obviously, I went into detail much more on the things such as coaching, consulting, and info products, just because personally, that's where I focus my business. That's what I help my students do as well, because I believe that they are the most profitable ways of monetizing, because, and the ways that make the biggest impact. And I know that here we spoke a lot about money. That's because I was asked to speak about money, and I was asked to speak about this side of things. I'm not all about money. I'm all about impact. And I think that, like I said, money is a byproduct of the value that you put out into the world. But I was asked to speak about money. So obviously, due to the nature of that, I spoke about money a lot in this podcast. But I think that we shouldn't be so weird about talking about money. It is just a fact of life. And as time goes on and as you start building your business, you will no longer have such a scarcity mindset towards money. Because when you're someone who is offering something that other people value greatly, then you're gonna realize that people are going to come to you naturally. You just need to position yourself as that expert and that authority figure. This is what I help my students do inside my courses. If you've already got your niche nailed and you're ready for the next step, then Impact Through Influence, one of my online courses, might be a good fit for you. It's at impact-through-influence.com. You can check out all the information there, but only do that if you're someone who is literally ready to start monetizing and to start taking your personal brand to the next level, and you want to be able to start doing all things in this podcast episode here. So there's that. And then also I think that it's just really important to realize what is truly possible. 2 years ago, I did not think that this was possible, what I'm doing now. 3 years ago, I didn't even know that it was a thing. A year ago, I wasn't even doing this podcast or this business that I have today. I was still focusing on the fitness side of things. So things can change very, very quickly. Sometimes you just need to basically take advice from someone who's been there and done it and who's achieved the thing that you want to achieve. So we're about to get into 2019. If you're listening to this in the future, obviously, there's no better time than now. Literally, there is never a better time than now, because the longer you wait, the longer you're putting it off. You're saying, oh, I can't do it now because Christmas is coming, or oh, I can't do it now because I'm moving house, or oh, I need to ask my husband, or oh, I don't have enough money right now. The way I look at it is like, okay, firstly, to start building your personal brand and start selling products, you don't actually need any money to start. I have given you this totally free course, this totally free podcast here right now. And if you then want to do an online course to help you to fast track your progress and to actually save you money long term, then do that and just make it happen. For my courses, I give payment plans to make it more accessible for people. And I just think that people are so afraid to invest in something or to start something because they're afraid that they're finally making it happen for themselves. That's the biggest thing. For example, I just invested 12.8K into my business and I had delayed it for literally 3 months because I was afraid of the commitment and I was afraid of what was about to happen, which is the fact that my business is about to skyrocket. And I know that for a fact. And the moment that I sent the money, I literally felt like this whole weight just lifted off my shoulders. So I think money mindset is a huge thing. I want to start doing some more podcasts about that, bringing on some experts if you'd like that. Take a screenshot, share it, let me know, tag me at Lauren Tickner, tag the podcast at @impact_school. Make sure to follow us on Instagram. I might start doing a few giveaways and stuff for those who are frequently sharing and who are subscribed and who are telling their friends, maybe on their group WhatsApp chat. That'd be cool if you guys have maybe like a group chat and you share the podcast episode on that group chat. Take a screenshot of the fact that you've shared it. I would love to see that. So thank you so much for listening today. And honestly, I just really think that this is gonna, you know, if you actually implement what you've heard today, you're gonna be able to monetize very, very quickly. And then you can reinvest that money that you earn from that coaching that you get from the fact, like, thanks to the fact that this podcast has made you take action, you might get a new client, right? If you get a new client who's on a monthly recurring revenue, monthly recurring income, whatever, then you can invest that money back into your business through perhaps doing one of my online courses, okay? Just to further bring more, the more you invest, the more money you'll earn. That's what I figured out this year. That's probably my biggest learning. Might even share a podcast about that. But yeah, anyway, I'm just rabbiting on now. I'm gonna go get my day started. It is currently 6 a.m. here. What are you doing today? You are gonna make it happen. It's time to make an impact on your life and an impact on the lives of other people. Have a great day. My name is Lauren Tickner, and I look forward to seeing you share this on your story. Goodbye.